Tomorrow, Taylor Swift will release her 7th studio album. And then she says she plans to go back to the recording booth, but it won't be with new music. Swift is planning to re-record all of her old songs, from her self-titled first album right on through to 2017's Reputation. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. So why all the re-recording? Ownership. Swift could not get her original master recordings when talent manager Scooter Braun bought them from her old label Big Machine Records. Taylor Swift was upset, and on Tumblr, she wrote about Braun's involvement with Kanye West and Justin Bieber, artists that she's had bad blood with in the past. Re-recording your entire catalog sounds like a massive undertaking, but it's not unheard of. Artists like Def Leppard have re-recorded their hit songs to get control back from record labels.
This is a bigger and bigger issue because it has a lot to do with how they control their own image.
That's Amy Wong, the senior music business editor at Rolling Stone. And she says this move by Swift is sort of in line with how she's handled the rest of her career.
Taylor has historically been an artist that has a lot of control of her own image. Every single album that she has put out has been very, very marketing proof and very media trained. And so not having her own masters in her control, people can imagine, would be somewhat of an issue for someone like her.
But for Taylor Swift's fans who call themselves Swifties, there is no artist like her. I promise that you'll never find another like me.